20-year-old Bree Sivi met her girlfriend the way many of her peers have also found love. Online.
Yeah, I own it. I'm like, yeah, I met her on Tinder. But then we always followed up with, but we had mutual friends, like, just to, like, lessen it so it doesn't sound so, like, we met on Tinder, the hookup app.
Sivi is a sophomore studying social work at Ohio University. Since she came to college, she has tried dating apps such as Tinder and Bumble. Sivi's partner, sophomore psychology major Courtney Cirilla, only downloaded the app a few months before they met. During that time, she had a few forgettable dates and always felt anxious about being outed by being on the app.
And it was kind of like, oh no, like I'm going to see them in class and they're going to know, you know, that I like girls. So that was kind of like an uncomfortable situation. But
so when she matched with Sivi and actually hit it off with her, it was a big relief.
And so me and Ellie for like 2 hours were like, what am I supposed to say? And so we finally landed on, I'm just going to ask her if she lives in my building. Like, that's super non-threatening, like super casual.
So did you say it because that was a good starter, a good
combo starter?
Or
yeah.
Did you actually mean it?
No. I mean, I did mean it. I did think.
According to a 2015 Pew Research poll, the number of 18 to 24-year-olds in the U.S. using online dating sites or apps tripled from 2 years earlier. In North America, Grindr continues to be the most popular app for gay and bisexual men, while Her is the most popular app exclusively for queer women, according to a 2015 report from BuzzFeed. But mainstream apps like Tinder, OkCupid, and Match.com count plenty of queer people in their millions of monthly users. Dating apps have changed the way LGBTQ people find each other.
Growing up at a time where sort of like part of gay or lesbian identity was being behind closed doors all the time, it's like, it actually blows my mind that we can connect in so many ways now.
That's Betsy Kunzel. She's 31 and works in the College of Health Sciences and Professions.
Because that was 100% not the case when I was 15 and came out and had a high school girlfriend, just because there happened to be one other lesbian in my high school, and that's just who I happened to date. Being connected is like, that was like a foreign thing. And when I was a teenager, when I was in high school, anybody that I met that was gay or lesbian, I was just like, I want to be your friend. I want to hang out with you. Please spend time with me. You know, it was like a real special thing.
And while she says apps are a good way to meet others, she actually met her wife, Tiffany, in person.
We actually met at Walmart. Tiffany was working in the optical office. She's a licensed optician.
So it's actually really funny because I remember walking up to Betsy and offering to help her, and she sat down across from me, and the issue with her glasses was actually very simple, but we were so engaged in conversation I overlooked it on accident because I wasn't really paying attention to the glasses apparently. But Betsy told her supervisor about me at work the next day, and her supervisor told her to look me up on the Ohio Optical Licensing Board website.
So creepy.
And she reached out to me on Facebook and sent me a message.
But while these couples are lucky in love, dating apps don't necessarily make the search for love and friendship any easier.
It's just hard sometimes when you see a lot of your friends in relationships and then you want to be in one.
That's Morgan Austin. She's a sophomore at Ohio University studying performance and production design and technology. She's also very single.
But every time you think you're going to get into one, you end up not getting into one. So then I go on Tinder, hoping to find at least someone to talk to. But it's frustrating. For me, it would be easier to meet outside of the app. I don't know if they're actually telling me the truth of who they are. I don't want to be catfished. For other people, sometimes it's easier.
Dating apps do offer opportunities to meet new people for romance or friendship, but there are a number of examples about people using dating apps to hurt queer people. Earlier this year, a Texas man allegedly set up dates online with the intention of assaulting and robbing gay men. This underbelly of online dating is a reality that hits close to home for Sivi. Her uncle was a victim of a family who targeted gay men by sending their 16-year-old son to hook up with them and then reporting the men who unknowingly made advances on the minor.
And when it finally all went to court, his lawyer was like, this is ridiculous. You have to agree to be 18 to be on Grindr. You know, my client should not be facing these charges. He was under the assumption that this person was 22 and, you know, this was a scam against these people.
Given that there are so many users, stories like these are relatively rare. From the worst to the best experiences and everything in between, dating apps have transformed how LGBT people find each other. For WOUB News, this is Kai Cobb.